This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Roberto Clemente going in five. Roberto Clemente, if you had your choice, what would you like to accomplish the most in baseball?
I would like to play for a winning team every year.
And you as an individual, what would you like most?
I don't have no goal. I just want to play in a team that I can help the team to win. I don't never expect to be the most valuable player or something like that. I just want to just play the game and win every day if I can.
Over the years, you've had difficulty with your arm and with your back. How are you feeling now?
Well, I'm feeling very good, and I didn't play ball this last winter, and I ain't a little out of shape, but otherwise I feel good.
Why didn't you play last winter?
Well, the winter before I had trouble with my stomach, and I came to the spring training weighing 165, and I thought that was foolish for me to play this last winter, so that's the reason I took a long rest.
Roberto Clemente, sometimes you swing at bad balls as if you're impatient. Now, when you're in the batter's box, are you sometimes impatient?
I don't think so. I think I'm very relaxed at the play. I just swing at the bad ball because I think I'm a good bad ball hitter. So if I think I'm a good bad ball hitter, I don't see why I shouldn't swing at the bad balls.
In other words, if a ball is the kind of ball you feel you can hit, that's the ball you reach for.
That's right.
You're one of the best hitters in major leagues. Now, if a young boy came to you and asked you for guidance in hitting, how would you advise him?
Well, I would tell him that everybody have their own form of hitting, and they can change that of you, but I would advise him to look for three pitches: the inside pitch, the outside pitch, and the ball right in the center of the play. I would say that if the ball is inside, try to pull the ball, and if the ball is in the center part of the home plate, to try to hit it straight away, and if the ball is outside, try to hit it to right field, and try to swing lever and keep the head always into the ball, because if they don't swing lever, the ball will go to the air. If they will swing lever, the ball will go on a line drive. And that about all you can tell to a kid, because you can change their form or something like that.
Can you help a batter as far as achieving a certain rhythm in his swing is concerned?
Excuse me?
Can you help a batter to become a better hitter?
Well, I mean, this is one of the ways I can help a batter. I used to tell them to, some of the batters used to have in mind to pull the ball. If they pitch them outside, they'd be in trouble. That's why I tell them to try to get in their head that they have to hit to three different fields, to right field, center field, and left field. And they can do that, they're going to become a better hitter, because they have to be ready for everything. And if they do a one-way hitter or a pull hitter, just a pull hitter, they're going to pitch them outside and they can't hit the ball, because they're going to try to pull the ball and nobody can hit that outside pitch.
Roberto Clemente, here we are talking. It's Fort Myers. It's the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates. When you're in the batter's box, you're completely relaxed and we're having an easy conversation. I remember Fred Haney said that when he was a manager here with the Pittsburgh Pirates, that on occasions you had a temper, like the time you smashed 22 players' helmets. Now, was there a time that you had a temper, or is this part of competition, fire coming out?
Well, I don't think I have a temper. I have the temper to win. I don't think I never have a temper, a bad temper or something like that. I just want to win, and when I don't win, I get mad. I mean, I'm not selfish or anything like that, but I would like to win all the time, and that's the reason that sometimes things come out in the way I don't want it, and I get mad, but I don't think that is because I got a bad temper.
Take me to Puerto Rico. Your father, what does he do?
Well, right now he's taking care of a farm that I bought, and he just taking care of that business now, and he's kind of old, so I don't want him to work much, so I just go around and check these things.
What does it mean to you to be a major league star?
Well, to me, in lots of things, like I represent a representative of Puerto Rican people here in this state, and I want to do good, because if I'm doing good, that's good for my people. And outside of that, baseball is, since I didn't finish school, is everything to me right now. My family, I feel real good about it. I'm very, very glad that I came to baseball and real proud of that.
Are you self-conscious of the fact, does it bother you, that you did not finish school?
Well, a little sometime, but I don't regret it. I feel okay. I think I still have chance to go to back to school if I want to.
I wanted to ask you about that. Do you think sometime in the future, maybe, you will go back to school?
I guess so. I'm planning to. I hope I can go back to school.
Well, I met Munoz Marin, and of course, he's the most famous person to come out of the Virgin Islands, and he went to Harvard, and he's so prominent, and I guess you're number two, but you do consider yourself sort of the sports ambassador from Puerto Rico?
All right.
No, Puerto Rico. How did you start your professional baseball career?
Well, I played in the neighborhood like every kid in high school, and then I played amateur ball, and I jumped from the Triple-A ball. It was my first year. Then I came to Pittsburgh. They gave me in the draft.
What do they call you, Arriba, in Pittsburgh?
Well, that's a name that they... Both friends called me Arriba because he heard Lino Donoso one time call me Arriba. That means, come on, let's go. And so that was good. He thought it was a good name, and he just called me that after that, Arriba. And everybody started calling me Arriba, and they always call me Arriba since then.
Roberto Clemente, when I see Willie Mays play, he reminds me of you.
Well, I don't know about that. He play his game, I play my game. So some people say I try to imitate him.
You're one of baseball's better players. You are you. You are Roberto Clemente. Yeah. And yet, when I watch him, it's the grace and the speed and the way he plays that I think of you. Who is the best hitter that you ever saw in either league?
Well, I... Here they have I see lots of good hitters in 1955 that I came to this club. I say here like Mueller and see here like Richie Arsman. I thought it was one of the best hitters I ever seen in my life. I see Frank Robinson. I would say he's one of the best hitters right now.
You've never tried to pattern yourself after any other hitter.
I don't think nobody can. I think nobody can try to imitate a hitter when he hits the same when you throw. I think nobody can have your arm to throw. I mean, that's a natural thing that you're going to do. And I would say that people say I never watched myself playing, but they say I pull away from the play all the time, and I don't see too many players pull away like I do. I pull away from the home play, way back, and I still can hit the ball. I don't see how nobody can try to imitate that and do it.
Those are the views of one of baseball's truly outstanding players, a fine player, a fine person. The name is Roberto Clemente, the team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is Cliff Evans in Fort Myers, Florida, the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates, reporting for station WLIB in New York.